If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
80% of Americans suffer trauma at some point, setback in their lifetimes, and many are able to survive and overcome its effects. Then there are those who, after a great tragedy, accomplish something very extraordinary. They break wet records. They win awards. You've heard of them before. They're featured on sports shows and other areas of life, obviously. David Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz are authors of Super Survivors, The Surprising Link Between Suffering and Success. It's published by Harper Wave. It's a division of Harper Collins Publishing. Dr. Feldman, let me begin with you. I think the definition of a super survivor, I think it's almost self-explanatory, and you can add on to it if you want to, but I'd be interested in how many people that are considered to be a super survivor have a positive attitude.
Yeah, so I think we're all familiar with post-traumatic stress disorder, the nightmares and the flashbacks. PTSD is a real serious condition that needs a lot of conversation and, of course, deserves treatment. But I think a lot of people aren't familiar with the fact that it only occurs to about 20% or so of people who have experienced a trauma. Contrast that with another, I think, little-known statistic, and that is that after trauma, something like 50 to 80% of people grow in some way. They discover new avenues in life. They may grow closer to people. They may deepen in their spirituality. And the people we call super survivors are people who take that to an extreme, who experience lifelong revolutionary change in their lives as a result of trauma. And that is related to what you might call the attitude of grounded hope. In the book, we interviewed 17 people who are super survivors, who have bounced forward after trauma, and they all say that it was this attitude of grounded hope that helped them to move forward. Grounded hope, in short, is having a very realistic view of what has happened to you, not painting over it with a smiley face or distorting or denying it. We heard people saying things like, you know what, I just lost my leg and I'm 17 years old. I have cancer and I'm 25. I lost my vision and I'm 24 years old and I've lost my career in the Navy. And that sounds depressing, but by accepting what they could not change, they say they were able to identify what they could change and begin to marshal their strengths to put one foot in front of the other and to create a better life for themselves. That's what we call grounded hope.
David Feldman, Lee Daniel Kravitz, authors of Super Survivors from HarperCollins. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, you make a point in the book of telling the difference between grounded hope, what you have just talked about, that is what I would call realistic setting of goals, but they're almost unrealistic goals for some of these. And the second point is just positive thinking. Tell us the difference and why you make that difference.
Well, I can take that one, and then I want to hand it to Lee to tell you one of the stories that exemplifies this.
Good, because you know, there's a great story. We should say this book has a series of wonderful stories in it. I like the one on this one about Dutch marathon swimmer Martin, I can't even pronounce his name, but I'm just going to call him.
Well, maybe, Lee, why don't you tell that one, and I can follow it
sure,
up.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. So the story of, Martin Vander Weeden is pretty interesting because, you know, he was a swimmer, and he enjoyed swimming quite a bit, and at a young age, he was diagnosed with leukemia, and he was given a 30% chance of survival. And, you know, he said in competitive sports, just like the cancer ward, you know, there are some very unrealistic people. And it's understandable why. When you're diagnosed with something like cancer, it's very natural for people to come up to you and say, just think positively. In some ways, it's kind of our fallback response. Just think positively. Good things are going to happen as long as you can continue to think positively. But the problem was for Martin, you know, he was far too realistic for that. He knew the odds of his survival were pretty low. So what he did was he took small realistic steps toward making his life better while he was going through cancer treatment. You know, he took different types of chemotherapy. He, you know, certain days he was feeling really sick, so he took those a little bit easier. Some days he was feeling stronger, so he, you know, just continued with that sort of treatment. And ultimately, he did survive. He became part of the 30% who did survive, and he wound up translating that philosophy, that grounded thinking, that realistic thinking, into his swimming career. And he knew that he was not the best swimmer. He wasn't the strongest swimmer. He wasn't the fastest swimmer. And when he competed with other people, he knew that sometimes many of them were going to be much better than he was. But he continued to work harder to win championship after championship. And after 5 years of doing this, he wound up winning a gold medal in the Olympics.
I think the difference here between this grounded hope and positive thinking is he could have told himself, well, I'm not going to think negative thoughts. I'm not going to think about how I'm not as strong as some of the other swimmers or don't have as much endurance naturally as some of the swimmers. He could have done that, and that would have made him feel good in the short term. But by admitting his faults to himself, admitting really where he was in life, he was able to set goals to help to remediate some of that, to help to make himself ultimately a better swimmer despite some of the setbacks and challenges that he had. And that's what enabled him to be an Olympic gold medalist, not painting a smiley face over his problem.
You know, when I read this, and this story in particular, plus one more in the later in the book, I got the idea that this was that the super survivors have this "I'll show them" attitude. That is, it is more than a positive attitude, but it is saying, I can do this, and I'm going to show this person who put me down. I liken it to, if you will, one thing in my personal life, but also in baseball players who get traded, have a much higher average against the team that traded them than against all other teams they play against. And it is like, I'm showing them. And I liken that's almost a super survivor attitude. Is that what it is?
I think there's definitely an element of that. One of the people that we interviewed was a guy named Casey Peretti, who lost his leg in an accident when he was only 17. And he really wanted to be a bouncer in a bar. And he was told that, you know, nobody's afraid of a guy with one leg and a prosthetic limb. And so this is one of the things that he took as an affront to his pride. And he began to say, you know what, I'll show you. And now, by the way, he's one of the most sought-after stuntmen in Hollywood. And his specialty is getting his leg blown off because he can do that. I do think a lot of the super survivors have an I'll show them attitude, but I also think that a lot of the super survivors have an I'll show myself attitude, that it really is more about achieving a meaningful life filled with meaningful things for them, given the fact that they might come from a place of disadvantage because of their traumas and tragedies relative to other people. So I don't think it's all about personal pride. I think a lot of it is about meaning and a meaningful life.
Yeah, I mean, now, we saw that quite a bit. I mean, there was Alan Locke, who went blind and wound up becoming the first person to row across the Atlantic Ocean blind. You know, that was something that was meaningful for him. He wanted to show himself that he could do that. I thought it was a great, great example of that philosophy.
Now, there's also this story later on in the book, or in the, I guess it would be in the middle of the book, about Candy Chang and death. So one of the things this brings up is, how did you find these people, Lee, and get their stories? When we come back from the break, we'll talk about that. But we have to go to a hard break now. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Super Survivors, the surprising link between suffering and success. David Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz are the authors. More with our two guests coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We're discussing super survivors today in our guest segment, David Feldman, Dr. David Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz, the authors of Super Survivors, The Surprising Link Between Suffering and Success from HarperCollins Publishing. And now here is Dr. Mike Roizen.
And we should say, if you want to learn more about these stories in the book, you can go to the website, supersurvivors.com. We have a question that fits with what we were asking. Deborah asks if any of these people had near-death experiences and how much that motivated them. And at the same time, I was intrigued by the responses to one of the Candy Chang story. And I don't want to tell it because you'll tell it much better. So, Lee, I guess this is to you.
Well, I actually hand this over to Dave. I think he loves her story.
He loves this story. It's not the most dramatic story, but it's one of the most meaningful to me. Candy Chang was a young designer and artist living the life of a 20-something-year-old person. She was creating beautiful things, making a good living, but not living an unchallenged life. I guess she was living an unchallenged life. And then something happened that shouldn't happen to anybody in their 20s. One of her friends, a peer of hers, died suddenly. You know, we expect people in their 80s and 90s to pass away, as tragic as that is. But when someone dies that's young like that, it really sent Candy for a loop. And it caused her to, you know, confront her own mortality and to ask herself, you know what, am I really leading the life that I want to live? Because time may be shorter than any of us think. And so she decided to change her life. She moved to New Orleans across the country, and this was in the aftermath of Katrina, and she helped to rebuild the city. And in her neighborhood, which was one of the hardest hit by the storm, there was a dilapidated house in the very center. And she wanted to create an emotional center for her neighborhood. So she took buckets of blackboard paint, and she and some of her friends painted the side of the house and making it into a blackboard. And they stenciled at the top in white paint, "Before I die, I want to." And they drew 80 blanks. And honestly, she thought nothing would come of it. In fact, she thought gang members might even graffiti over it. So she was shocked when she came the next day and all 80 blanks were filled in and there were answers spilling into the margins. I want to save one child. I want to found a business. I want to see my son or daughter graduate. Just incredible, incredible dreams and wishes. And the thing that's incredible about this for me is that for those 80 people, there were these meaningful, amazing dreams just below the surface. And I think it's that way for most of us. I think we have these dreams below the surface, but we don't act on them very often, and we don't share them with other people. And I think one of the principal messages that super survivors have to teach us is not to wait for trauma, for near-death experiences, for confrontations with mortality to wake us up to begin to set goals and attempt to live according to our dreams. I just think it's an amazing story that, in my own life has pushed me to make more conscious decisions.
Okay, did we lose our connection with Dr. Mike?
We may have.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, it leaves me to ask a few questions until he comes back. I'm totally unprepared. This reminds me of a song. I don't know if you fellows have heard it or not, but Tug McGraw. McGraw. Sings a song called Live Like You Were Dying. Have you ever heard that?
Absolutely.
It was a big country.
Oh, yeah.
Big country song.
Yep.
I forget his first name. Tug McGraw's son. Tim McGraw.
I do think that's a commonality to the super survivors, is that having lived through the worst possible thing that they can imagine, having looked at death in the face, and having survived, I think that they're, first of all, less scared of taking risks than they used to. And I think it also teaches them that life may be shorter than most of us realize. And so if you're not going to live fully, you're taking a risk in itself, right? You're taking a risk that you're going to have a lot of regrets. So why not start now? I think that is one of the principal messages of super survivors. Live like you're dying in a good way, not a bad way.
Right. Tim McGraw is his name. Okay. Dr. Mike's back.
I'm back, actually.
Connected.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Welcome back.
I didn't know that I lost because I could hear everything you were saying, so I apologize. Bipin wrote us, we've got a couple more questions that I wanted to get in badly. Bipin wrote us and said, how important is our social support? How important is the support these people get after a major event?
Yeah, and you know, I'd be happy to just jump in here with, we met a number of people who had a tremendous support networks. We had met a number of people who had a support network of one or two. We met this woman named Amanda who was in a boating accident, and she went into a coma. When she woke up, she had to relearn to walk and to talk and to think. And long story short, she went into the water that day. Very, very, very popular. She was a sorority girl, had a lot of friends. To know Amanda was to love her. And when she woke up, as people do, they come, there's this moment, this period of time where people lend a lot of support, but then they have to go back to their own lives. And, in Amanda's case, it was just one or two people, her mother and her fiancé, who, she perceived were the most important support network that she could possibly have. And as oddly enough, at the same time that this was going on, she happened to learn that she was the owner of a business called Brandables in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a kind of a T-shirt monogram kind of company. And so she had forgotten she owned it because she had the traumatic brain injury. But she went back to work, and the company was really suffering. It was right when the economy crashed. And she was able to rehabilitate both herself and the company at the same time, simply with the support of her mother and her fiancé. And, what that really showed us was that, perceived social support is just as important as, actual social support.
Yeah, in other words, it wasn't the number of people that were there or not there for her, because she had two people that she always knew would be there. She felt capable of doing almost anything, and it was that sense that there were people at her back that pushed her forward and ultimately made her able to build a multi-million-dollar company while also rehabilitating herself from a traumatic brain injury.
The book is called Super Survivors, The Surprising Link Between Suffering and Success. David B. Feldman and Lee Daniel Kravitz have written it. Wonderful book. You can go to supersurvivors.com. We had a quick question from Christina, but we aren't going to be able to get it in as well as the rest of the questions. So I'm going to turn this back to Joe and say just thank you for writing a wonderful book and a motivating book. Joe?
Yep, very definitely provocative and very informative. Stay with us. And thanks for listening today. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.